Yeah, Mishnah is Masech the Idiyas. We're up to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mi shenodar Nezirus Meruba. Somebody made a neder to be a Nazir a long time. He's mechavel upon himself, let's say, to be a Nazir more than 30 days. And right now he was in Chutz Loretz. Vehishlim Nezirusa, and he finished counting all those days. He finished 100 days to be a Nazir. Viyacha kach bol Loretz, and now he first comes in Teretz Yisrael. So the problem was before when he was in Chutz Loretz has Tuma. The ground is Tomei. Now when he comes in Teretz Yisrael, now he first becomes Tor. So the question is, he has to count over again his Naziris Betaira. So Beishamai says, Nozir Shleshim Yoim. Beishamai says, he has to, after he becomes Tor now in Eretz Yisrael, from the Tumas of Eretz Amim, he has to be now Naziris of 30 days, which is a Stam Naziris. So even though he first was Mekabel to be a Nazir for 100 days, even though he kept those days, Betum and Chutz Loretz, since Tumas of Chutz Loretz is only Midrabonin, therefore Beishamai says the Rabbonin will make all, it's enough just to keep another 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. However, Beisil Loimrim know, Nazir Batchili, he has to go over again, and he has to count all the days over again. Because before, when he was in Chutz Loretz, he was like, it was Tomei, now he has to start over again, and count those 100 days over again, to make a Naziris Betaira. Let's say a person had two different pairs of Edim saying for him that he made a neder, that he became a Nazir. One pair of Edim says, we saw that he was Mekabel upon himself to be two times in Naziris, I mean 60 days like. And the other two pair of Edim said, we saw that he was Mekabel to be five times in Naziris. And this person keeps quiet. He doesn't remember what type of a neder he made. So what do we do here? So Beisharmai Oimrim, Nechluku Heidus V'en Kainaziris. Listen, these Eidus are bottle. It's like tray and tray. There's an argument here. We do not know which pair is telling the truth. And therefore, we do not know what to do. Like it's Eidus Mecheshes here. And therefore, the Eidus is like bottle. So we have no Eidus to say he's a Nazir altogether. Well, Beisilla says, though, no. Yesh Bechlau Chomish Dayim. Listen, like they both agree that he has to at least be two times a Nazir. She Yu Nazir Shtayim. Therefore, the Locher is he has to be a Nazir at least for two times. Because even the one that says five also agrees that he has to be at least two. He's only twice. No, he has to be at least 60 days. Twice a Nazir. He only says he has to do it five times. So that's Beisilla Shita, that on the two there's no Machlekis. So we have like two Eidim. He has to be a Nazir for at least two times. Mishnah Yudveis. Odom shehu noson tachas hasedik. A person that was lying down underneath a crack in the roof. Tachas hasedik means there was an oil here, but there was a crack in the oil. And therefore the lochra is the oil itself on top, since it has a crack, does not bring tumah from one part over to the other part. If one side of the crack like has the mace, and the other side has a kli, the tumah does not go through the crack. But here the question is, the person now, is he himself considered like an oil? So Beishamai says, Einu mevi is a tumma. No, the person, when he's lying down, he is not considered like an oil, and therefore he does not bring the tumma from one side of the crack to the other side. Or Beisilla says, though, no, Odom cholhu. A person himself is considered like hollow, even though like inside his stomach it's all full. It's not really hollow, but we consider the person as if he's hollowed, and therefore there's a pesach tefach. From the bottom of him till the top is Lisa Tefach, 4 inches. Therefore, the Atzare Elyon will look as if the top part of him becomes like an oil. And therefore, that itself is maybe a tumma. That could bring the tumma from one side to the other side. So even though on the roof there's a crack, but the person himself has a locha like an oil. Yeah, Perek Hei. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shisha Dvorim Mikula Beishamay Umrechum Vesil. Rabbi Yehuda says, the six halachas now, where Beishamai is more mekel, is more lenient, and Beisil is more machmer. Dam nevelas. What's going to be with the halacha if you find blood that came out of an animal that's a nevela? The question is, does this dam have tumor or not? So Beishamai mitarim. Beishamai says it's tor. There's no dim tumor of the dam that comes out from a nevela. Or Beisil mitama. Beisil says no. That Beisil holds it has tumor, just like the meat of the nevela has tumor. The same thing the dam also. The Gemara says it means you have to have at least a revius of it. Because you have a revius of it, when it gels up, it comes to the size of a gezayis. So that's one machlikis. Another one is beitzas hanavela. let's say a chicken that was found to be in the vela, and it had an egg. Like when you shech the chicken, you find out it's in the vela, and inside it you find an egg. So it depends. Im yesh kayoitze boinim keras pashuk, if the egg was completely formed already, like this type of an egg is sold in the street, so mutars, then we say it's mutar, does not have the yis in the vela like its mother has. But vim lav, if it's not completely formed, then we say it's cold like part of the meat, part of the chicken itself, and therefore asura kidivir beshama. These are words of beshamai. However, Basil Lois and Basil says no in both cases. Even though the egg is completely formed, since it's inside the novella, Basil holds, it's also osa. It's also teeth like the mother. Now, Umoidim, like even Beishamik reads to Basil, Bebeitas Trefa. Let's say when they make the Shechita on the mother, they find out that the mother is a Trefa. I mean, something's wrong with her body and she was grown that way. So therefore, she asura. Then the egg you find inside this chicken is also considered like a treifa. It's also teat. Because a treifa is the pshat is it grew that way. It didn't just come upon itself. The treifas now there was, let's say, a hole in the lung for a long time already. So therefore, the egg was formed like in a treifa considered nizgadol shegdela biisa. Therefore, even the egg is also. Now dam nochers. What can be the blood that comes out from a shiksa from a goya, or else v'dam Torah shel mitzaras. Let's say a person that's a mitzaras, well, an isha that's a mitzaras, and she has a dam Torah, meaning she gave birth. The locher is by zocher after the first 7 days, or else by nekeva after the first 14 days. Then the dam that comes out is called dam Torah. Really, that dam is not mitama. But let's say she's a mitzaira. What's going to be now the locher now with that dam? That's called dam Torah shel mitzaras. So beishamai mitaira. Beishamai says in both cases, the dam that comes out of a shiksa, that dam is tor, matirim, and the same thing, the dam that comes out of a mitzvah, since lamaisa, her dam now is called dam toyer, even though it comes out of a mitzvah, still the dam itself is tor. However, Beisilah, Mesilah says no, kuroiko kameme ragleho, that the locher is in both cases, just like by a shiksa, midrabonim, they gave a nochris, the locher of a tumma, she has a tumma of a zova. And therefore, just like a spit or meimer ragleis tamei, or the same thing by mitzaras, it's roikas meimer ragleis tamei. The same thing, the dam that comes out from a shikso, or the dam that comes out from mitzaras, is also tamei. The rabbanan gave it a din tumo on the dam of a shikso, and what in the dam of a mitzaras is also tamei. Now, oichle neperish shviyas betoivo v'shaloi betoivo kedivre beishamei. That on Shemit itself, we know the locher is the fields are like Hefka. Whoever wants, they can come and eat. But B'tayva v'shlei B'tayva means when you eat, you're like Pashtu, you do not have to thank the owner. According to Beishama, you're allowed to take the Paris, and you don't even have to thank the owner. It's like Hefka, like it doesn't belong to him this year. Beisila says no, even on Shemitah, that the Torah made it Hefka, you have a right to come and eat from his Paris. But still, you have to like thank the owner. You have to realize still it's the owner's field, and therefore you have to thank him. That's our girsa. Somehow the girsa forget the badafki, you shouldn't thank him. But our girsa is ein oichle mele b'toivo. You have to thank the owner. Ha chemas be sharmai omrim tzarura oimedes or be siloimer afal pi shein etzru. Even though it's not tied up. Now this chemas, that's a flask made out of skin, like a skin bottle. And it's meant to hold liquid inside it. So, if it's a kli, it can mekabel tumah. Now, what's going to be if there's a nekiv there? Let's say there's a hole in this flask. So, with the hole, you can't use it. It's not called a kli, it's not mekabel tumah. What's going to be, though, that beisham yomim tsururai medis, that this hole, you have to, like, tie it up and make sure the kumot and the pieces stay in place. Then it's considered like a kli, it would be mekabel tumah. Whether they still yomim afal pi shen tsuru, even though you did not tie up the place where the nekev is. As long as you like close it up there, that the way it is now, it does not drip out any water, it's usable, it would be a clear to be mekabel tumah. Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Yossi says, Shisha Dvorim, there are 6 things, Mikula Beishamai, Mechum Beisilol, that Beishamai is Machmir, and Beisilol is that Beishamai mean is Mekel, and Beisilol is Machmir. Ha'oif, Oila im Hagvina al Ashulchan, Vienna Nechal Kedivre Beishamai. Beishamai holds that you're allowed to eat or bring up on the same table chicken and cheese, even though you're not allowed to eat them together, But you're allowed to bring them on the same table, eat them separately. You're allowed to bring them up, because he holds that Bosar Oif with milk is only Yasim Adirabonim. Therefore, there's no Xer, you may come to eat it together. But Basilla says no, and the oil of Yena Nechel, the same way you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to bring it up on the same table. Now, according to Basilla Poshid, that Oif, Bosar Oif is Yasim Adiraisa to eat with milk. And therefore you have the same gzera like regular meat, you should not bring up on the same table chicken and cheese, even though you're only eating one of them or you're eating them separately. Now, Torumin Zeisim al Shemen, you're allowed to take off truma from olives on oil. Let's say you have oil already, you did not take off the truma yet. So you're allowed to use olives to take off the truma for Shemen. The same thing via Novim al Yain, you're allowed to use grapes to take off truma from wine. Kedivrei Beisham, that's what Beisham holds, it's called like one min, like grapes and wine is one min, and oil and zaysim is one min. So you can take off truma one from the other. But Beisilla says no, and Tormim, you're not allowed to take off truma from one on the other. Wine is wine and grapes are grapes, oil is oil, and olives are olives, you can't mix the two together. Now, Hazareya Arba Amas Shabakarim, somebody plants, wants to plant vegetables, and he plants it within 4 amis from the vineyard. So Beshami says, Kidesh Shirachas. That's like an Issa Klaya Kerem. That like this, you have to separate, go away, leave Dalat Amis. If you do not go away Dalat Amis, and you plant your vegetables within Dalat Amis of the Kerem, so what grows is called Klaya Kerem. Now how much of the Kerem becomes also? So Beshami says, Kidesh Shirachas, only the first row of the grapes, they become Asa Bahanoah. But the rest of the grapes are Mutta. Who Basilla says, Kiddush Shteshurus. Not only one row, but even two rows. The first two rows of grapes, they have a Shem Kerem, they become Klai Kerem, they become Asa. Hame'isa. Let's say that's flour, dough, that you put boiling water on it. You put flour into boiling water. So Beshamai Pertu, Meshamai says, if you make dough from this now, you put it from challah. Because yoni chayiv and challah is something that you bake, and not something that you cook. Something that you cooked is potter from taking off challah. However, Beisilla Machayov, Beisilla says no, even though you cooked it, the maisa still is called lechem, and you chayiv in challah. Madbilen bechardlis kedivr beishamai. Yeah, bechardlis, that's a flow of rainwater that's flowing down the rivers, flowing down the mountain. So according to Beishamai, let it be tevil there. Even though it's rainwater, even though it's flowing, still you could be tevil. Or Beisilaimer, no, ain't matvilin. Not allowed to be tevil, we know in rainwater, when the rainwater is moving. Rainwater can only be matarim in the mikvah, when it's ashverim, staying still, and not when it's zoichle, not when it's running. Ger shenizgayim arvei psochim. Let's say a goy became a Jew on Erev Pesach, and now he wants to eat from a korban Pesach. So Beishamai omrim tevil v'yechle es pischol erev, yes, he goes to the mikveh today, and then at night time he could eat from the korban pesach. He's a Jew already. Well, Beisilla and Mesilla says they'll know that ha'perish min orla. Since this goy had a bris milah today, so when you take off your orla from yourself, especially when a goy makes his bris milah, takes off the orla, is kaperish min akever. It's like you're separating from a mace. In other words, you have tumas mace on you, and you have to wait now 7 days. And you toy in Azoya, Gimel, and Shlishi, Gimel, and Shvi from the Mechatis, and then you first become Tor. Therefore, if the Goy had his Milo on Erev Pesach, he'll be Tommy at night time, he cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, according to Beisilla. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shlisha Dvorim, three things, Mikule Beishamai, Umrichumer Beisilla. Three things are from the Kula of Beishamai, and again Beisilla's Machmir. Koheles ain't metames yedam kedivre Beishamai. Beishamai holds that the Megillah of Koheles does not have tumas yedayim. Even though we learned in the Gemara on Shabbos that the chomer will gozru on kisvi hakodesh, that if you touched it, it's metame your hands, at least for truma, because there were rogel and hiding bread pieces of truma there. But I call upon him Koheles is different. Koheles yods was not gozer. It was not chal truma, not chal like kedusha on this Megillah of Keles. However, U Beisilla Lomrim Metama Es HaYodayim. Beisilla holds no, it's Metama the Yodayim. Sefer Keles is also Metama the Yodayim. Now, another Machlokes is Mechatis. the water of the Eifer of the Paraduma, after they burnt the Paraduma, they did a kimitzvasai, and they spritzed it on a person that was tamei to make him tor. And now, afterwards, let's say the water that was spritzed upon the person, somebody else touches, or that water now touches a kli. What's the loch of the mechates itself, the water itself? So mechates shosu mitzvos, I mean, you did the mitzvah, you spritzed it, you put it on a person the right way. So beishamay metayrim, that water now, if it touches something else, the water is tor. Well, beisilu metam, it still says no, the water still has a din tumor on it. After it did its mitzvah, it's called tamei, and if somebody else touches it, it's metama that kli. Now haketzach, there's a min kmoin that you put in the middle of the bread, like kunim. So beishamay metayrim, beishamay says it's tor, it's not mekamo tuma, because not a choshev oichel. Well, beisilu metam, it still says no, it's metame. Since they used to put it into bread, it's called a choshev oichel, and therefore it has because mekabel tuma. And mechein lemaiser, the same machlokes is that you have to take off maiser on this ketzach. That according to beishamay yepot, and according to beisilu yichayiv in maiser. Now, Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Shnei Dvorim Mikula Veshamay Mechum Beisil. He said over two things, which is the Kula of Veshamay and the Chumra from Beisilil. That Dam Yoledes Shloi Tovlo. He had the Dam of Yoledes, Anisha that gave birth. So we know the first 7 days for Zohar she's Tomei, the first 2 weeks for Nekeva she's Tomei. But the Torah says the Dam that comes out after the first 7 days of a Zohar is called Dam Toyer. That Dam is not Metamho. But that's only if she went to the mikveh. What's going to be if she didn't go to the mikveh yet? That means dam yoledes, the dam that comes out of a lady that gave birth after the 7 or 14 days, but shloi tovlo, she did not go to the mikveh yet. Beishama yomim kiroiku kimei meragleho. Beishama says it has the same halacha like kiroik and a mei meragleho that he holds it's not metame. When it's dried, it's only metame when it's wet. When it's wet, then it has a tumah, but not when it's dry. Well, they still loimrim no metame lach biyovish. The maisa, this lady did not go to the mikveh yet. She still has a complete din of a dam. The dam is like tomei. Therefore, even though it dries up, still this dam is tomei. Well, moidim, but they both agree. Be your ledis bezoiv. Let's say when the lady gave birth, she already she was a zoiv before this. So since she was a zoiv already, even base shamei agrees. Any dam that comes out of her now is metame, whether it's wet or whether it's dry. That since she had a din zover on her, the tum does not go off her unless she is metare herself. She has to have a zainikim and then go to the mikveh. Mishnehei, arbo achim. Let's say you have four brothers. Shnayim mehem nisuyim shtei achoyis. Two of these brothers were married to two sisters, and the other two not. Now meisu anisuyis lachoyis. Let's say the two brothers. They were married two sisters, they both died. So now these two sisters fall to the other two brothers. So to each one of them, each one is Zokuk. It's like each one is called like Achoyis Kukosoi. So real Lokari is a Re Elu Choltsois, Vloy Messiah Adonis. These two brothers now alive, each one has to give Chalitza to one of them, but neither of them is allowed to make Yibum. Because of making Yibum, it's like you're living with your wife's sister. Because the other one, Shinshi, is also Zokuk to you. Therefore, by living with one, it's like living with your wife's sister. What's going to be the Imkodm of a Kons? Let's say one of the brothers made Yibum, live with them. Lachor is Yotziyu. We tell him nothing doing. You have to give her a get. You have to be Yotziyu. You have to give her a get. Reb Lezuayme Mishum Beshama Yikaimu. They said the name of Beshama. No, you let us stay together. You let us stay married. Even since already they did the Diyah. Lamaisa, once he marries her, Lamaisa, she's called Ishtoi, and the other one is not called his sister's wife anymore. So therefore, he's allowed to live with his wife. Well, they still learn to know Yotziyu, even with the Eved, even though they made Yibum, still, Lamaisa, the other one, was Zokuk to you, she's called an Achois Ishtoi, therefore, you're not allowed to stay married to this one, you have to give her a get. Mishnah Vov, Akavya ben Mahalalel, Heyed Arbadvorm. He said over four halachas. And like this, Ormuloy the Chum said Akavya to Akavya. The Chum said to him, Chazor boch bi'abed vorm shisoimer. We want you to retract on these four things that you used to stay over. And v'nas cho'av bezdin li Yisrael, and we'll appoint you to be the Yav Bezdin. That's like the second in charge in the Bezdin. The first one is the Nosi, And then there's the Yav Bezdin. We'll give you a high position. We'll let you be the Yav Bezdin if you retract from last four halakha that you said. Omalehen, Akavi said back to them, Mutavli likore shaita kol yomai, it's worth it for me that I will not have any respect. Let people call me a shaita fool all my life. But I should not be considered a Rosha even for 1 second in the eyes of Hashem. In other words, I hold these halachas are right, so I can't retract now from these halachas just because you want to give me covet. No matter how much covet you want to give me, I will not retract from my halachas. People should not say that the reason why I retracted from these halachas was just because you wanted to give me respect. Now, what are these halachas? Who are you? Metame saar hapkuda for dam hayorik. Akavya ben Mahalal used to hold that the saar hapkuda, the hair hapkuda, is tame. And nuadim, if an isha would see green blood, he'll also that has tumas nida. That's also daim to dam nida. Now, what is called saar hapkuda? It's a hair that was hidden already. This is the case that at first the had a beharis that it was tummy, and now it went away, and then the Beharis came back again in the same place there was the first. Now the Sayer Lovin, the first white hair he had there, still stays there. That's called Sayer Zeh Nikra Sarav Kuda. Means it was there from the first time. So according to Rav Akiva, it's called the Simen Tummy. Even though the Beharis comes back, and even though it comes out now, this white hair was here before the Beharis, and usually if you have the white hair before the Beharis, it's not a Simen Tumma. But here, since at the beginning, the Beharis was there first, and then the white hair came, so even though later the Beharis goes away, but later when it comes back again, this hair is still called Simoni Tuma. However, no, in these two cases, this sar, since it's coming before the Beharis, it has no Simoni Tuma. The same like we hold Dam Hayorik, if your wife sees green blood, that does not make a tummy. Now, Hu ha yamatir sar v'chor valmum. Akavya ben Mahalal used to say it's muta b'hanoa. If somebody cut off the hair of a b'chor, an animal that's a b'chor, like this the loch is, you only allowed to have hanoa from it, eating it, and not from shearing off its wool, its hair. But if somebody cut off its hair from a balmum, a b'chor that's a balmum, he did not cut off the hair, just the hair that came off by itself. And v'nicha b'chaloin, the person now put it on top of a windowsill just to wait. And v'yakakach shchotoi. Then, like they came out of this bechor has a mum, they made a shchitur on it. So Akavya ben Mahalal used to say, you're allowed to use this hair. This hair becomes muta b'hanoa. V'chachomim oisim chomim say no. The hair still remains asa. Even though there's a locha that when you shech the bechor about mum, you're allowed to use the hair on the animal itself. That's only the hair that's on the animal itself. But here, since this hair came off already from before, there's like a gzera. Maybe you go with your own hands and shear off the hair. Therefore, according to Beisilul, it's also to use this hair. Who are you? Akavi used to say, "Ein mashkin." If your wife is a soita, you did not make a drink from the mehamorim loyas a giyoris for loyas shivcha hamishchareres. That if your wife is a giyoris, she was once a goy and she became a ger, or else a shivcha kananis, even though you free her, there's no pash of hashokas soita. Soita is only a pash of dava b'nei Yisrael to real b'nei Yisrael and not to gerim. That's what Akavi used to say. V'chachomer nechom say no mashkin. That yes, you're allowed to make a saita, even though she's a ger, a gyuris, or a shivcha, the drink from the mehamorim. Omru loy. So they said to Akavi, listen, mais it once happened, the karkim is in this city, that shivcha m'shechrera shoysi b'shlayim, there was a shivcha m'shechrera that was in Yerushlayim, v'yishku shmai v'avtalyan, and they gave her a din like a regular saita to make a drink from the mehamorim. So amalehim, so partially means Havmin, and now it means Akavi Sadat Techomim. Dug Mahishku, you can't bring me a proof from Shemai Vavtalion that they also were Gerim. Since they were Gerim, like you ranked them out like, so therefore they were Makel upon Gerim. But really it's not that way. So when Chom heard this, they said such bad things about him. He said such a nice thing about Shemai Vavtalion. True, even though he was a Ger, for he was a tremendous big Talmud Chacham, he was a Rebbe of Gedolim. So therefore, Finidu, they put a Akavya ben Mahalal into Nidu. They gave him a ban. Chacham will grazer a ban upon him. Umeisu Finidu, and he died also in this Nidu. And therefore, the Saklu Beznes Harainoi, when they put his coffin and they buried him, they put stones on top of him. I will soon see why. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chas v'sholom shakavya nisnada. It's not true. The story did not happen with Akavya. Chas v'sholom should happen to Akavya that the Chum should put him into Benidui. Why? Because he was a great person. Sheina Zoro Nineles Befnei Kolodim Yisrael Bechokum of Yiras Chet Kakavya Be Malalo. Like an Erev Pesach, the Azor used to open up the door to let Klai Yisrael come in, and then he used to close when it was full. He used to close it on people. But when Akavi came in, and never closed him. The Azor never closed his doors upon him. He was a great person, Mechokhma V'yiras Chet. So it couldn't have been that he was put into Nidui. So the Mishnah says, Asav Yasmin Nidui, who was it that they put into Nidui? It was Eliezer ben Chanoich. Shepikpek b'Torah Shadayim. He had a shal about Torah Shadayim. He was Mezalz on Alochis of Yadayim, and therefore they put him into Nidui. Now Geshemais, when he died, when Elazar ben Chanoch died, Sholchu Bezen sent like his Oren, Venichu Evan al Oren, they put a big stone upon his kever. Malamre comes to teach us that the klal is Shekol HaMisnad Omeis, anybody that was put into Nidui, the Chum put him into a ben, put him into Nidui. And he died Benidui, Umeis Benidui, Lochri is Soiklinus Aroinai. Vezin is supposed to put a big stone on top of his Oren, so everybody should realize to know this person like was Meis Benidui. Now, Mishnah Zayin. Pishash Misosoi, right before Kavi of the Mahal was about to die, Omar Levnoi, he said to his son, listen, Beni, my son, Chazorboch, I want you to retract. I do not want you to hold, like I held, Biyarba Dvorm Shiisi Oimer. And the four things that I said, even though me, myself, the father, Akavi, was not Chayza, but he told his son, now he wants you to retract. You should not hold like me. Omar loy, so the son said to his father, how come you did not retract? Like, how come you're telling me to retract and not you? Omar loy, Akavi said to his son like this, Ani shematim p'yam Rubin. I heard these alokas from my rebellion, they were the rife. Therefore, I have a right to paskin like them. Vaim shom p'yam Rubin, and they also were it over from a majority. Sani amarati v'shmuasi, therefore I retain what I said. Vaim amdu v'shmuasi, and they also hold what they said. Therefore, I still paskin like my rebbeim. Avalata, but you, my son, shamata mi pi, you only heard over these alokas from my mouth. And I'm only hayochid. So mi pi am Rubin. I'm only a yochid kinegu what the rav nechom argue me. Therefore, mutav, you better off lahaniach divrei yochid, to leave over my words. For lechot v'divrei amrubim, and hold on to the words of the rubim. Omaloi abba, so the son said back to his father, pakei dolai lechavrecha. I'll retract, but I want you to tell my chaverim to act nice to me. They shouldn't be marchik for me. Omaloi, so the father said, any mafakid, no. I'm not going to watch after, I'm not going to tell them what to do. Omaloi, so the son said to the father, Shem ilo mitzosabi, like maybe you found something wrong with me. Is that why you don't want to help me out? Omaloi, the father said, Lav, I found nothing wrong with you. It's not that I found anything wrong with you. But you should know the klal is, Ma'isecho yikorvucho, U'ma'isecho yirachakucho. Depending upon your action, how you act. If you act nice with people, they'll be close to you. And if you do not act nice to people, they'll be merachik from you. Like you do not need me to talk up for you. Push that depends upon how your actions are. The better your actions, the closer the people will be to you. If you do not act so nice, that alone will cause them to be merachik from you. Yeah, Perigvov, Mishnalov, Reb Yehuda ben Bobo, Heyud Chamisha Dvorim. Reb Yehuda ben Bobo said over like he said Edus, upon five halachas, and these are the halachas. First of all, shemamanim es haktanus, that sometimes Bezdin tells a ketana to make a miyun. Now, miyun is a type of a get. A ketana here means that she did not have a father, and her mother or her brother married her off. Which in such a case, since she was a ketana, the kedushin is only midrabbanan. Since it's only midrabbanan, therefore, when the husband wants to get rid of her, he does not have to give her a get. But it's enough if she says miyun, she just says she doesn't want him. So Yehuda ben Bobo is saying that sometimes Bezdin teaches her to make miyun to say goodbye to her husband. And the case is, we're in the case of Mor Yevami says, where two brothers are married to sisters, and then one sister is a gedola, one is a katana, and then the husband of the gedola dies, so that now she falls for yibun to the other brother. Now right now the other brother is married to the katana. So he can't be miyabma because she's a chayzuk gosai. She's the sister. So therefore the rabbanim say, we tell the brother now that's alive, let your wife give you min. In other words, get rid of your first wife. And then there'll be a mitzvah d'oraisa now to make yibum. So that's called shemamane mesek ketanas, that sometimes we tell the ketana to make min. Second halacha was v'shemasiyin esu isha p'yedechot, a case where a wife does not know what happened to her husband, and an eidechot, one eid tells her, I saw the way your husband died, so that's enough that this wife now she's allowed to remarry, even though usually you need two eidim. Here there's new svar isha daika mintzava, even with one eid she's allowed to remarry. The third halacha was that he said over v'shenisko tarnagov yushlayim al shohar ages nefesh. If a tarnagol killed a person, so they gave the tarnagol skila. In other words, even though the Torah says it by Yishor, is lav dafka by Yishor, who are din by any animal. If an animal kills a person, the din is it's chayiv misa, bezin has to give it skila, has to kill it. Alright, the turnover. Now, the fourth halacha is, v'yal hayayin ben arboyim yoyim, if you have wine that's 40 days old, shenis nasir agav yamizbeich, you're allowed to use such wine on the Mizbeach. But if it's less than 40 days, that's not called wine yet. It's not kosher from the Sochim. The Pasuk says, Hastach Nesach Shecher, it has to be Yain HaMishtakir. So it has to be at least 40 days old. And the fifth halacha was, V'yal Tomit Shashachar, the Korban HaTomit that's brought every morning, Shekor V'yabeshois, it could only be brought during the first 4 hours. After the first 4 hours, it's already possible. That's why Pasuk in the first Mishnah in Broch, in Mishnah in Broch is, in the fourth parak, Tfilas HaShachar, if you hold is only at a dalet shoyis, that's the way we hold, because the Korban HaTomid is only brought throughout the first 4 hours. Mishnah Beis. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinoson, Ish Kfar HaBavli. There's this person from Kfar HaBavli, that is, they say over the halachas like this, that Al Ever Min HaMeis Shiltomi. If you have a limb from a mace that also has tumas mace, even though the aver is less than the size of a kezias, and usually you need at least a kezias of a mace, but that's only if it takes time a kezias of meat. But here that you have the whole limb, a whole limb of a mace has tumas mace on it, and it's even mitama bioyo like a mace itself. Now, Shereb Eliezer, Omer of Lezer says that. Rabbi Lezer says the statement that no, only al eva minachai, that has tumas meis on it, but not eva minameis. Means if a person that's alive, one of his limbs come off, no matter how small the limb is, even though it's less than the kezias, that has tumas meis. Omru loy, so it comes out, this is with edus that Rabbi Yeshua from the Chunya said over that they're saying not like Rabbi Lezer, as even though Rabbi Lezer says that an Aver min ha-meis has no tumas meis, Reb Yeshua Nachum holds no, it has a tumas meis. Now, because Reb Lezer holds that lo yomer al Aver min ha-chai, it's only Aver min ha-chai that has tuma, not an Aver min ha-meis. Omru lo, the Chum said back to Reb Lezer, how could that be? For haloi kal v'chaim, have a kal v'chaim here. Oma min ha-chai shu tor, Aver ha-perish mimeno tamei, madach ha-chai, a person that's alive. He doesn't have tuma when he's alive. Still, you're telling me an aver, a limb that comes off him, has a tumas mace on it. If so, ha mace, a person that died already, shu tome, that the mace right now has tumor on it. Eino diz, isn't it for sure, kabochaim alai, she you aver ha perish remenal tome, that an aver, a limb that comes off the mace, should also have tumas mace, tvi matama biyoyal, even though the limb by itself is less than a kazayis. Omalahem, so Yeshua said back to them, Lo yomru elo al eva min achai, still I hold what I said, that it's only a limb of a chai that has tumas meis even less than a kezias, but not an eva min hameis. Now he doesn't explain himself so far why, but Dov Racher goes in to say something else now. And it soon proved the way the kavuchim is not a good kavuchim. So Dov Racher, what's this other thing he has to say, next thing he has to say? That meruba tumas achayim tumas meisim. There's more tum about a chai than there is about a mace. That we find, how's that? Shehachai oisa mishka v'moishev, a person that's alive, let's say he's a zav or a zava, so he has tumas mishka v'moishev, anything he leaves, sits on, or lies on, mitachtav, which is matama, no matter how much is underneath him. letame odim letame begodim. The mishkav that he sits on becomes like an av hatumah, and now if a man touches the bed, so the man becomes tummy. Who odim the begodim is wearing also becomes tummy. It's like an av hatumah. That's called mitachta, what's underneath the zav. And the yalgabav also, what's on top of the zav also. The kola gave all the kilmas on top of the zav. In other words, that's like a noisei, what's up because of the zav. So the locker is, the agabov is maduf. It has locker like a maduf, which means it's like a tumakalo. That means latama eichlun amashkin. That whatever's on top of the zav has a less of a tumor, that it only like a rishon tumor, and therefore it could only be metama eichlun amashkin, food and drinks. Now masha ein hames metama, but a mace does not have this tumor, mishka v'moishev. Or masa, something that's underneath the mace, if it's not touching the mace, has no tumah machmas the mace. And the same thing, anything on top of the mace does not have a tumah. By a mace, there's either tumas maga if you touch the mace, or else there's a tumas oil. But just the fact the mace is lying on top of 10 beds, 10 mattresses, we do not say the bottom mattress is atame. So that's of Yeshua's svara that there's a chumrah in a chai. Therefore, an eva in a chai has tumah on it, even though it's left on the gezayis. Mashenka and Eva min hames does not have this tumor less than a kezayis. Now Mishnah Gimel, bos kezayis boser. If you have a kezayis, an olive worth of boser, ha perish me'eva min achai, that separated from a limb that was on a live person. So Rebbe Lezer matama, Lezer says it's matama. That tumas maga, tumas masa, tumas oil. It's like a kezayis boser min hames, even though it really only came off from a chai. But Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya, Metarim, they both say no, since it's only a boso from a chai, they heard it does not have a tumas mace on it. Now, etzam kisera, let's say of the size of a bone, the bone the size of a sera like a bali, so hapurish min achai, if this bone came off from a chai, so Rabbi Nechunya, Metarim, Rabbi Nechunya says yes, it has a tumas mag of a masa, it's just like a regular etzam kisera of a mace, and Echnami, tumas oilo doesn't have, but has a tumas mago masa, whoever touches it or carries it, becomes tummy. For Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shur Matarim, they both say no, that tohor is tohor legamri, that there's no tumor of etzem that comes off from a chai. Oh, we'll learn the Rebbe Lezer, I said to Rebbe Lezer, ma royis, how come? Letame kezayis bosra perish me'eva min achai. How come you say then that a kezayis bosra that comes off from an eva min achai, a limb of a chai, is tummy? Why is so machmir here? Omulhem, so he said back to them, he said back to Rav Lezer holds, that Matsivu Eva Minachai Kemei Shalom. Listen, my shita was before, that if the whole limb, a whole limb, an Eva Minachai comes off, it has a loch like Kemei Shalom we had before. So, ma hames, just like by regular mace, Kezayis Bosra Perish Memenu Tamei, that a Kezayis of meat that comes off from a mace has all Tumas mace on it. So af eva menachai, this limb now that came off a chai. So if you have the whole limb, it also has a locha like a mace. So now that kezayis bosra perish mimenu yitame. Now even though now you only have the kezayis worth of the meat that comes out from this eva, still since the eva menachai is tame, so kezayis bosra from it also has tame. It's just like a kezayis min hames that has all tumas mace on it. So Omrulay, the Chum Sebat Rab Lezer, Lo Yimti Mesa Kezayis Bosa, Ha Parish Mina Mace, are you understand that if a Kezayis meat comes off from a mace, that is Tomei, Shekainti Mesa Etzem Kisayra Parish Mimenu, because the mace has another Chumrov, that if a bone comes off from it, even though it's only the size of a sir of a Bali, it has Tumas Mace on it. So okay? So therefore the Kezayis Bosa is also Tomei. But you want to tell me to tame kezayis bosor, ha perish meva minachai. But you want to tell me now a kezayis of meat that comes off from a limb that came off from a chai should also have tumas mace on it. Shekein tihar to etzam kisur ha perish hemenu. That you yourself are blessed to hold that if a bone that comes off from an eva minachai is tor. So you see it's not the same thing like a mace. So how could you learn out that a kezayis bosor from an eva minachai is tomer like a kezayis boso from a mace? Now, Omru Lerle Rab Nechunya, they said back from Nechunya, Marois, what's your svar that you say? Letame etzem kisera. Haperish meve minachai. What's the reason that you hold that if a bone, even though it's only the size of a barley, comes off from an eve minachai, it's tomei like an etzem from a mace? So Amol Hemram the Chumi answers back and says, listen, motzinu eve minachai kimei sholem. We come out the locher as an eve minachai, if a whole limb comes off a chai, it has tomei mace, just like a mace itself. If so, ma ha mace, just like by mace. Etzem kisera perish mimeno tomei. If just a bone, even though it's only the size of a barley, comes off the mace, it has tumis mace on it. If so, the same svar should be af eva min achai, the same thing, a limb of a chai. It should be the same aloha that etzem kisera. If you have only the bone, the size of a barley, ha perish mimeno that comes off from it, yitomei should also be tomei. That's em nechumi's svara. On this, armulah the chum say back no. Lo yimti meis etzem kisera. I understand why. Lo yimti meis etzem kisera parshman a meis. I understand very good that if a bone comes off a meis, even though it's only the size of a barley, still it's tamei. Shekenti meis or kizayis bosra parshman menu. Because the meis itself has a chumra that even only a kizayis of bosra comes off, it also has tumas meis on it. So therefore the etzem also. Mashenkin, how could you say to tamei etzem kisera? How could you say that if a bone comes off from a limb of a chai, that it's tamei? Shekenti harta kizayis bosa parish mimenu. Yurem Nechumi holds that if a kizayis bosa comes off from an eva minachai, it does not have tumas meis. So how can we say an etzem does have? That's the taina against Rebbe Nechumi. Now, Omer Rebbe Lezer said back to Rebbe Lezer, Marois, how could you see? How come? Marois lachalik midasecha, that you make difference between your midas. In other words, Rabbi Lezer's sheet before was that a bosa kizayis bosa that comes off an eva minachai, Rabbi Lezer held was tamei, and still Rabbi Lezer holds that an etzem kisera that comes off an eva minachai is tahor. So monashach is the loch of an eva minachai like a mace or not like a mace? So how come marois lachalik midasecha? How come you difference between a kizayis that is tamei and between an etzem that it's not? Oy tamei bishneim, oy tamei bishneim. Either both cases of this eva minachai, either both cases of the kizayis meat and the etzem should be tor, or else both of them should be tamei. How come you make a difference? Omalehem, Rabbi Lezer answers back and says, meruba tumas habosa mitumas hatzomis. No. A kizayis min eva minachai, the kizayis bosor hold this tummy, because there's more tumor to a kizayis bosor than there is to the bones. Shabosor noy bin nevelus of shrotzim, because the meat is not only gay by a mace, it also applies to a nevelo to shrotzim. A dead animal, a shrotzim or nevelus, also have tumor on them, the bosor. Mashen can be atzomis, mashen can the bones. The bones of an avela, the bones of a sheret, has no tumor to it. So therefore, I see bones have less tumor. Therefore, the bone of an eva minachai also does not have any tumor. Now, dovaracher, another pshat to be is like this. In other words, another proof that the tumor of bosor is more than the tumor of atzomas of bones. It's like this. Dovaracher, aver, an eva minachai. Sheyeshol of bosor kuro. It has enough meat on it that it would be in part of the body, it would still live. Even though this much meat is left in a kezayis, but since the eva, the limb, could live with this amount of bosor, mitama b'maga b'masa b'yel, it has a tumas mace on it, like a mago mas, if you touch it, or you're carrying it, or you're under the same tent. Choser habos, let's say the meat is missing, and the meat does not have this much to keep it alive, still tomei, even though it's not tumi b'yoyel, but a koporn would have a tumas maga on it, uva masa, so it has tumma. Mashenkin, chosor etzem tor. If it's missing a bone, it's missing a part of the bone, then it's tor legamri. It's either the difference between the meat and the bones. Omrullah and the Rabbi Nechumya, they said to Rabbi Nechumya, question like this. Ma royis lechalag midasech, how come you also make a difference in your halachas that you say? That Rabbi Nechumya holds, he's mitama, the etzem kisera, the bone that comes off from the eva minachai is tamei, But he says the kizayis min abosar of the nevi min achayis tor. He says just the opposite of Reb Lezer. But still, he's making a difference between the ilchus tumas of a bosar and the tumas of an etzem. The question is oy tami bishneim, oy tami bishneim. Either both should be tamei or both should be tor. Amalehem. So Nukumi and Tzedak like this, and he says meruba tumas hatzomais mitumas abosar. He holds just the opposite. There's more tumor about the bosar, about the etzomas, the bones, than there is upon the tumor of bosar. Sheha bosar ha perish min achai tor. Because the meat, the old, if the meat that comes off from a chai, it's tor. Just tam, if some meat comes off a chai, that meat is tor legamri. V'yever ha perish min menu, v'ukir b'riyose tomei. But if an aver, a whole limb comes off a chai, and the way this limb is, it could live, it would be in the body. That means the hukir briyasa means that's the way it was created. That it has a little bit meat and gidim and atzamas in it. It's tamei. So you see clearly that the din of atzamas is more chomer, has more tumah to it than the din of bosa. Dov rach, another pshat would be that he's mar betumah in atzamas more than he is by bosa. Like this, kizai is bosa metama b'magav b'masav b'yoyil. If you have the kazayis of bosar, the mace, truets, matam, all these three things, for magav amasav yoyel, for roiv atzomais, matam, and b'magav amasav yoyel, and if you have rove of the bones of a mace, it's also matam of a maga of amasav yoyel. And the locher is choser habosar. If you have less than the kazayis of meat, it's tor, but choser roiv atzomais. If you're missing part of the rove of the atzomais. Afa pisha tor melatami b'yoyel, even though true it doesn't have any tumas oil, but metama b'maga b'masa, not worse than regular etzem kisera that has a tumas maga b'masa on it. So therefore, I see that tumas basar is more than tumas atzomis of bones is more than the tumah of basar. Tovrach, another pshat is kol b'sar hames shupachus mikazayis tor. Any piece of meat that comes off a mace, if it's less than a gezayis, it's tor. But roiv minyona shemeis, but we have the majority of the minyan, the amount of bones there are, or the majority of the height of the bones of a mace, afo pi shein bem roiv, even though you don't have a roiv of kav of atzomis, still temeim. You see, there's a more of a chumra upon bones than there is upon the meat. Om olel Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua, Maroyis the tayib shneim. How come you in both cases, both the bones and both the bosa comes off from neivim and achayis tor? Amalhem, he said back to them, loyim amartem emes. It was only said over the locha by emes that a gezayis bosa or the atzamas is tamei sheyesh bar roiv veroiva verokav. That by emes you have the lochis of roiv of the bones, or else for roiva roiva kav of the bones, or else for rokav. That these in the tumah of rekav. That means when the bones or the mace itself rots away from the off of the dust where it rots away, but also has a tumor. That's called kamoli tarvar. A spoonful of this has tumor on it. To yama v'chay ma'ashenkein by a live person, shein by roiv v'roiv avrokav. You do not have the tumor is not chamura like a mace. Doesn't have the loch of roiv of the bones. Doesn't have a loch of a roiv of a kav. And doesn't have lochla of rokav. When this rots away, does not have any tumah. So if Rabbi Yeshua holds that a neva menachai has less tumah to it than a loch of a mace itself. Yeah, Perek Zayin. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua for Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadik both said over Edis al pidyon petach hamor. So the case a person has a bechor, a chamor, the firstborn of his chamor. So locher is, you have to be poiterit. You have to bring a seh instead and give the seh instead of the chamor to the kohen. Shemes, now it died, b'rishus Yisrael, that the locher is shein boi la kohen klum. The kohen has no right to collect anything from the Yisrael. The Yisrael is not chai b'achrayis. He only has to give the pidyon petach chamor to the kohen. If it died, he's potter. What's his chiddush? Because really, Shereb Eliezer, Rami Eliezer said, that chayopim b'achrayusan, that know that Yisrael is chai b'achrayis to see to it that this the pidyon of the petach hamor gets to the kohen. Kechom is sloim shoben, the same way when you pray to your son, the b'chor, that you have to give 5 sloim of silver to the kohen, and if you lose it, you still have to give him from your own. So Rabbi Lezer holds the same thing as by pidyon petach hamor. But the Chomerim, say, Ein Chayovim B'Yachrusa, no, in the case by the pigeon Petach Hamor, if it dies, the Yisrael is not Mechuyot to give another one, like a pigeon Shemaisa Sheni, but rather has the same Aloch like Moyes of Maisa Sheni, that when you pay the, you redeem your Maisa Sheni, true, you're supposed to take this money and spend it in Yerushalayim, but if you lose it, you're potter. So that's this Eidus, if you're sure, if you're able to we pass him like the Chachomim. Mishnah Beis. Heyet Revi Tzodik, Revi Tzodik, so an Eidus, Al Tzir Chagovim Tmeyim, the brine that comes out from Tomedika grasshoppers, in other words, this juice that comes out of the grasshoppers and it has no blood in it, see, he holds that shoot Torah, it has no dintuma, and who are dinis mutav achilur also, tishli, you let her drink it. She Mishnah Rishonah, because the Mishnah Rishonah said that Chagovim Tmeyim, She Nich Beshu Im Chagovim Torim, if you were souring, pickling some Tomedika grasshoppers with some grasshoppers that were tor, Alachriz Le Poslet Serum, that the juice that comes out from the unclean, from the Tomedika grasshoppers, do not passel the other one, because the juice that comes out is not called really tam of the Yisrael, and therefore its mutter does not aser the other ones. In Mishnah Gimel, Hayid Rebbe Tzadik, Rebbe Tzadik said over another Eidus, Al Zeichlin, flowing water, means water, let's say, from a river, Shirabu Al Anoitfim, that there's more flowing water here than there is rainwater that came in here. Shem Kisherim, that the river is kosher, could be teufel here, even though rainwater could only be teufel when it's bashverin, like in a mikvah, still, not when it's moving. But here, since the majority of the rove of this river is from Zeichlin water, from river water, it's allowed to be teufel here. And Maisa Hoye Bebiras Apilyoi, and what's happened in this city? Or Bo Maisa of Nechachomim, Viechshiru, they said it's okay, you're allowed to be teufel in such a river. Mishnah Dalet, Heyed Rebbe Tzaduk Al Zeichlin, Shel Kilchon Baalei Egois, Shem Sherim. So another aid is that Zeichlin is a flowing water, a river, that's flowing over Baalei Egois. That's like the outside shell of a nut. In other words, from the outside shell you made like a pipe, and the water was going through it. Shem Sherim, that the water is still kosher, has luch like Zeichlin, and they can still use it for Mechates, for Tfilah Zovin and Mitzorin, it's still called Mayim Chaim. And Maisa Hoye Bihalyo, once happened a case in the city, over Maisa Fnei Lishcha Sagozis, that before Sanhedrin Hagadolo, and they passed in Vichshiru, they said yes, that the flow of river is still called Mayim Chayim, and the Zavim can still be tevil in it, even though it's going through this type of a pipe made from nut shells. Mishnah Hei, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua for Rabbi Yochim Ish Hadar, they said over Edis, that al kolol shel chatis shenasnu agabi hasheretz. His kolol means that the klicheris, a small earthly pitcher, that inside this pitcher was the afer of the paraduma, and now they put this pitcher on top of the sheretz. See, even though the lochrid that a klicheris is not makabel tumah migaba from the outside, so the kli itself does not become tamei. Still, they said edus that shehil tamei. That the eighth of the ashes inside is like possible to be used for the paraduma, for the mechatis. Since it's on top of a dovet tomei, it's a psul. But Reb Elazar Matar, they're saying over there, right, this, because really Reb Elazar held no, that it's Torah. That since the kli does not become tomei, the eighth of the ashes inside also does not become psul, you're allowed to use it for mechatis. Heyid Rebbe Papayas, al nisha nozar shtei nezira. Somebody has makal upon himself to be a nozar twice. Shem Gilach Eso Rishayna Yom Shleshim, that if he took a haircut after the first Naziris on the 30th day, that even though Lechatchila is supposed to wait to take the haircut on the 31st day, but with the evidence that the Nazir took his haircut on the 30th day, he's ready Yotzes Din Naziris. So now when he starts counting his next Naziris at the 31st day, that's ready the first day. So in such a case, Shem Megaleach Hashniya Yom Shishim, he's allowed to take a second haircut on the 60th day, because since you like finished your first Naziris on the 30th day, so it's mixed as Oilu Mekan Lakan. The end of the 30th day is like the beginning of the second Naziris. So if on the 60th day, that's like the 31st day of your second Naziris, so Lechatchil, you'll have to take a haircut then. V'yim Gilach Yom Shishim Choser Echad Yotze, but the Evid also, if it took a haircut on the 59th day, which is the 30th day of your second Naziris, also you Yotze. Sheyom Shleishim Oiloloi Min HaMinyan, because that's the Chiddush of the 30th day. Since you took haircut in the middle of that day, you like ended the first Naziris, So the end of that 30th day is the beginning of the second Aziris. So that helps for the second Aziris also. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Papayis al v'lad shel shlomim shiyakru shlomim. So if you have a korban shlomim and became pregnant and had gave birth, so the baby also is brought v'toras a korban shlomim. It also has kedusha. Their aid this is because really Rabbi Leza holds shevlad shlomim lo yakru shlomim, that the vlad of a shlomim you do not bring for shlomim, but rather he holds it's a gezerim with the rabbon and you have to let it die. Because otherwise we're afraid that people will leave over their kabonis and always wait till it becomes pregnant and it'll be over the lava of Valtacha. So therefore, he holds you have to let it die. But the Chachomim, say, Yaakov, no, you let it bring for Korban Shlomim, the Vlad of Shlomim. And Omer Rabbi Papayas, the Papaya says, Ani made, I could say this, Shoy Solonu Pora Zivche Shlomim. We once had a Pora that was a Korban Shlomim. Via Chanu BePesach, we ate the mother on Chag HaPesach. And we ate the child on the Chag, the next Chag. On Atzeres or on Sukkis, we ate the next Chag. So you see also the Vlad of the Shlomim has a loch like a Shlomim itself. The Mishnah Zayin. Hey Me'idu, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Papayis, they said another Eidus, Al Arucha Shel Nachtumim Shem Tumeis, that the big boards that the baker like kneads their dough and braids their dough on it, it's Tumei. Really, Rebbe Leza says it's Torah, because it's called the Pshuta Kliyot, it's a flat piece of wood that we know is not Makabel Tumah Midiraisa. And therefore, Rebbe Leza holds it's even Torah Midirabbanan. However, they hold, Rebbe Yeshua and Papayas holds that this big board, since it looks like a Kli, it's Makabel Tumah Midirabbanan. Another way this was, Heime Idu, also they say, Al Tanar Shechitchul Chulis. We have an oven that you cut it down into pieces, into tiles, let's say. And v'nosan choyel ben chuli l'chuya, between one tile and another tile, you put some cement there. Shutame, it's still called a kli, and it's makabel tumah. Shrebeleze mitar, Rebeleze holds no, in a case like this, it's called a shover, a broken kli, and it's not makabel tumah. But they hold that it is makabel tumah. As they hold, since you have choyel, like sand, in between, it's not called one complete kli, it's not makabel tumah. Now, but that's what Rebeleze holds, but they held no, it is tummy. Hey, Midu again, Rabbi Shun of Papayas Redus, Shemabrin is Hashon of Bechol Adar. During the whole month of Adar, the Bezna has a right to make it an extra month. They can make an Ibur Shona, an extra month into the year. Sheoimim, because really they used to say, Ata Purim, you can only do this until Purim. Once Purim went by, then the Bezna cannot be Marvat the Shona, but they said yes, still they could do it. Hey, Midu, also they said Redus, Shemabrin is Hashon Alatanai. That the Bezna has a right now to make an Ibra Shona on a condition. In other words, really you have to have the Nossi, the head of the Sanhedrin there, to be Maskim. Let's say the head of the Sanhedrin, the Nossi, is not around, and the Bezna see fit very much to make this month, enjoying Adar, to make an extra month. So they have a right to make an Ibra Shona on a Tanai, that when the Nossi finds out about it, he agrees, it will be an Ibra Shona. And that's what once happened to Maisa Rabbi Gamliel. Sholach Lito Rishus Mehegyon B'Suria. He once had to go to Syria to get permission from the king there. The Sholov, and it took a long time to live, came back, and it was after Adar ready. So therefore, the Ibru as Hashanah, the Chum, and back home, they made the month an extra month of the year. Al Tanai, on a condition, that L'Gesha Yitzra Rabbi Gamliel, if he'll agree to it. And what happened was, L'Gesha Bor Rabbi Gamliel came back, Omri said, right, son, yes, I agree, I would like to have an extra month this year. Benim says Hashanah Maveros, and it came out that year, was Hashanah Maveros. You see, like they said, you can make it Al HaTanai. Mishnah Ches. Heyed Menachem Ben Signai, Al Musaf HaYoro, Shal Shokei Zaysim Shutamei. So again, says Menachem Ben Signai, said over Edis, Al Musaf HaYoro, that's the extra part on top of the big Yoro, the big pot. That they shall showcase this when they cook up the olives. So on top of it, like around the rim, there's a special part they put for rim of the kli. See, it was edus shutame that this rim is also makabel tumah. But the rim of the kli is called the tzerach, the kli is called like part of the kli. And since the kli is made out of matzchus, it's makabel tumah. The moisif, the rim is also makabel tumah. The same thing, the altzaboyim shall be altzaboyim shutor. They said already this though. But on this big pot that they use to dye things with, even though they have a rim around it, that's Torah. because really Shoyoimim Chilaf Advarim, the Chum used to say just the opposite. So they said over the, they said already this way. And the difference is because by the Dayu's part, there they're makpid like that the Dayu should not go on top. So really they did not use the rim at all. So since the rim is not used, therefore they hold the rim of the Tzaboyim of the Dayu's part is Tohor. Your Mishnah test. Heyed Rabbi Nechunya ben Gudgodo ala chareshes sheher siyo oviho. He said over an Eidus, Rabbi Nechunya ben Gudgodo said that a chareshes, that means a girl that cannot talk and cannot hear, that her father married her off. She's a katana now. The locher is the father has a right midiraisa to marry off his daughter. That the kedushin is chal midiraisa, even though she's an ena bardas. Every katana is ena bardas. Therefore, the kedushin is chal midiraisa, and still she yaitza beget. Later, when she comes a gadol, the gadola, so the husband could give her a get, and she's yaitza with a get, even though she's a lar bardas. But that's the locher since an isha could receive a get by korcha, the husband has the right to force her to receive the get. So if even without her das, she's megareshes. Let's say a katana that does not have a father, so she only got married with rabbonin, and she got married to a kohen. She chelos betruma, that now that she's married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma with rabbonin, and we do not make a gezerah to truma diraisa. V'yemeis letsha, she dies by lo yosho. The husband yashins her. The husband yashins his wife, the katana. The another tikkun was the alhamorah shagozah shabona babirah sheitin esdamov. The person stole the beam and he put it into his house. That now the gazlan wants to do tshuva, doesn't have to knock down his house, but he could just pay the money for it. The alachatas bigzulish lenoy de l'rabim shemechaver v'matikin amizbeach. The korban chatas that was stolen, if somebody brought it for korban, did not know about it then. So, but the effort would say the kapor helps. In other words, the rabbim did not know that this was a stolen animal, and it was brought agabi amizbeach. The kohen didn't realize it. So the klalm if they tikkun amizbeach, they said mizbeach is okay. Because otherwise, Kahanim will be afraid to bring Karbonis. Maybe it's Gzula. So as at the corner, they said the Korban is kosher and the owner has his Kapar. All right, we'll continue on the next eight.